The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Watford City, North Dakota, where they are kicking off a celebration of celebrations for their centennial. This is What's On Your Mind. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hillen, along with Todd Mitchell today on the What's On Your Mind team, ready to take your calls, questions, and comments. Senator Heidi Heitkamp will join us at the bottom of this hour. We're going to catch up with Watford City's Mayor Brent Sanford and talk about how they get it done day in and day out in Watford City. It's a place that's working in an extraordinary fashion in the middle of an extraordinary boom. So we look forward to talking about that. We're welcoming your questions for Senator Heidi Heitkamp, who'll join us at the bottom of the hour. We're welcoming your feedback on a question I'm planning on asking. And that has to do with inviting all of our colleagues here to find out what's working and how it's working and why it's different than the rest of the country. So look forward to all of that today on the program. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Before we get to it, and by the way, first caller, Bruce and Minot, we're ready to go and have a lot of folks that have called in as well with comments during the break. We're going to get to all of you and welcome more of your calls. What do you want asked of Senator Heidi Heitkamp, and what do you think of my idea of asking her to invite her colleagues here to find out what's working? Tell me, if you would, at 800-228-0550. But first, I want you to get out your calendar and plop down a few of these fantastic events that are going to take place today through Sunday in Watford City. Patsy Levang, who's been part of the planning committee and putting together just a wonderful set of events for us for the centennial in Watford City, is back with us on the program. Hey, Patsy, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Good to see you again, and we really are excited to see the weekend take off here and get rolling, which should be fantastic. Let's just quickly talk about today, and the very first thing that actually is just starting right now is historical downtown walking tours. It'll take place at 10, 11, and 1. So folks that are already in this part of the state that want to take that in, that would be something pretty special. Tell us how you're...
That's going to be a very special event. And who would know that a walking tour would turn out to be a spectacular highlight of the whole event? But we have three guys, Ralph Skoglund, Glenn Skoglund, and Royce Ralston, who are going to conduct these tours. And I would say these are the funniest guys in the region. And I mean the region. They can make you laugh by just simply telling you what the weather is today. So I know people are going to have just a blast walking up the main street with them and listening to their stories, because they have stories.
You pulled three Norwegians out of central casting for these tours to talk about the last 100 years, huh?
Exactly. And they are history buffs as well, so they actually will be able to be in touch with everything that's gone on here for 100 years.
You know, centennials are a lot of things. They're parades and feeds and music and everything else, but obviously the history is a really important part of this, so what a neat opportunity to really live and breathe that history. And they've got it down, it sounds like.
They do, and they're a lot of fun besides.
That's fantastic. Now, the big event today is your Centennial Park dedication. I know you have entertainment and a lot of things going on there. Talk a little bit about some of the entertainment you have tonight.
Well, we're really excited. We have the Fort Berthold Native American dancers, a group of them coming over from Fort Berthold, 8 dancers. And I've, of course, many times seen them dance, and they are amazing. They're fancy shawl dancers. They're fancy dancers. They really know how to do all of this stuff, and it's just part of their culture, and it's a way of sharing the culture of the people who were here before we came. So it's exciting to have them coming. And then, as a surprise to me, I was talking with Caspian Donovan Abbey just this morning and yesterday, and there are Oklahoma Native Americans that have joined them, and they are the drummers and the singers that will be performing with them at the dedication of the park. So we're really excited. This is an extra special boon. That doesn't often happen, where you get a group of singers and drummers that come through at the right time.
Jesse Veter and Lonesome Willie performing tonight, too. A lot of great entertainment through this whole week and weekend, which should be great. The events tonight, the Centennial Park dedication in Watford City, by the way, start at 5 with the feed put on by the baseball boosters.
Right.
And then the actual dedication and the entertainment you're talking about at 6. So that sounds great. And let's talk about the entertainment, because, boy, have you got a lineup, both in the tourist park on the main stage and also the fairgrounds both Friday and Saturday night, right?
Right. Tom Brousseau, who is well known throughout the region and has cut records in Nashville, he will kick off the main stage, and that's at 5 p.m. And then Mr. Feelgood and Firm Believers will come after him at 7, and then to finish up the evening will be Whiskey Rebellion at 9. But at the tourist park stage at the same time, we have the community high school band, and they're going to be marching in the parade on tomorrow, too. At 10 o'clock, the parade kicks off, and they'll be marching in the parade. Badlands Gymnastics will be performing, and again, our Native American dancers will be performing out at the tourist park. And then they, three of them, have consented to go with me to the Good Shepherd Home for our most senior residents, and they'll do a little bit of the Native American dancing there in the Good Shepherd Home. So that's exciting. I love it when we can really honor our most senior citizens.
Doing it all over again Saturday with a whole nother roundup at both stages. And on the main stage, Merle Pepcorn and the Radio Stars Old Time Music. There's a free dinner feed 5 to 7 Saturday night at the fairgrounds. And then the Centennial Gun Auction, Six Appeal, Tiger Lily, and 32 Below.
Yes, you couldn't ask for a better lineup than that. This Six Appeal, I personally think they're just an awesome group and fun to listen to. But then we hit Tiger Lily, and they are a new, hot group. And it's two young ladies from Hazen, North Dakota. They have their own tour going this year. So, you know, it's very exciting to have them on board. And then everybody knows 32 Below.
Ice Cream Social Saturday, the parade 10 a.m. tomorrow, the all-school reunion is just an extraordinary amount of things happening on. Heritage Days are going on, so again, go back, take a little of that history in, all day art in the park. You did it well, Patsy, so kudos to you and all the committee members and everybody else, and hope folks take it all in and really enjoy it through Sunday.
Well, thank you, Scott, and yes, it is a team effort, and we do hope everybody will come and enjoy.
All right, what's not to love about the centennial celebration in Watford City? Thanks, Patsy Levang, joining us on the program. All right, back to the phones here. Bruce and Minot, what's on your mind? You're next, sir.
Well, I'm a little curious about your possible suggestion to Heidi about bringing all of her compatriots out here to see how we're doing. About all she could show them is what we have found, not what we've done. And it sounds like you're trying to make the your audience understand that it's conservative government in North Dakota that's caused this boom we've got. And actually, I don't think it was. I think it was God.
Well, I would agree with you, first of all. You know, God in two ways. One, look at the rich agriculture resources that have long been a pillar of our economy, right? And now certainly energy. And I always, the former governor, Ed Schaefer, and I always have this argument because he always says, why do you, when you talk about oil, why do you call it the North Dakota miracle? And I say, well, I'm not necessarily talking about oil being the North Dakota miracle, but I'm talking about what we've done with it, how we're giving people hope again, who in other parts of the country now have, just like that couple we talked to last hour. They were out in Oregon, the guy's mowing lawns, and you know, newly married, thinking, how are we going to be able to do this? And they hear about North Dakota and put a plan together for their life and come out here, and now are thinking about staying here and raising a family here. That's a miracle that comes from oil, which I agree with you, comes from the good Lord, as does everything, really. So, but I think in the middle of that, I mean, there's a lot of those resources in other places where you don't have responsible regulation, and a reasonable way of thinking that allow more of that to be done. So I think there's, you know, I think we're both right, I guess, what I'm saying, Bruce.
I just think you're overemphasizing the fact that we have had a Republican government for a long time. I think that most of our functionality and our success has come strictly through luck of being where we are.
Yeah, although, again, what we have is in other places, Bruce, and we're doing something a little different.
It is not in other places. It is in some other places. You talk about Detroit as going downhill. That was a car manufacturing organization or area for a very long time. Now, are they going to go out and find oil and get in the same position that we are? I doubt it.
Well, but again, they don't necessarily need oil. There's something there. There's something that can be done. But I don't think you heard me say, Senator Heitkamp, you need to come here because Republicans have everything figured out. I didn't say that. I'm giving the credit to people, Bruce. I'm giving
what
people.
What you imply over time is that it's the function of our government that has caused us all of the success we've had. And I'm simply saying it was luck combined with a few other things that got us to where we are.
Yeah. I don't know that we're that far apart, because I don't run around saying politicians are responsible for anything, because they don't risk anything. I think you need to put a good environment in place, and I think they're due credit for that. The real risk comes from people that are risking everything they have to be able to hire more people and do more of this. But I appreciate your perspective and welcome others. 800-228-0550. Ron in Lansford, let's get you in.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I find it ironic that the Democrats have run Detroit for the last 50 years. But I do have a couple of questions regarding Heitkamp to ask her. Which scandal would she appoint a special prosecutor for? And how would she characterize this current administration?
All right. Two good questions, a little bit different, but I'm making notes here. I think on the which scandal would she support a special prosecutor for is a good question for her, given her, she's former attorney general and I think can be there. And then just simply, how would you characterize this administration? All right.
Yeah.
Got it, Ron. Those are good ones.
Okay, buddy.
Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Making lots of notes here. And others, welcome. Lynn and Bismarck, Jane and West Fargo when we come back. And what do you think of my idea? Bruce didn't like it. That's okay. I want to know what you think. Tell us more on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec Electric Conversion System from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec Electric Conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Agricultural Weather Network, or NDON, provides current, accurate, detailed weather data for North Dakota. It consists of more than 70 automated weather stations across North Dakota and border regions of surrounding states. Weather data is retrieved daily from each station, checked for validity, and made available early each morning on the NDON website, ndon.ndsu.nodac.edu. This website provides current weather data necessary for the development of and operational use of various crop, insect, and disease development models to help soybean farmers make timely decisions to keep crops healthy and increase their yield. The North Dakota Soybean Council encourages all soybean farmers to check out the NDON website.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Scotty, you're a very trusting man. Would you invite the Al-Qaeda to come here and take them on a tour to show them all the strategic points to bomb? I don't think you would, and that's kind of how I feel. There are certain sectors of our own society that I believe, are trying to cause our society to cave in on itself. And no, I don't want you to invite them here, because they're going to want more money from us, and they're going to want more regulation. And some of them honestly want a better America, but some of them want to destroy America. I think it's become obvious. And no, I don't want you to invite them here. I'm sure you will, because you're a very kind, trusting man, but I wish you wouldn't.
All right. Well, he's referring to the idea that I started at the top of the show with, to say that one of the things that was on my mind that might be a good idea, given the economic news, that the economy performed at its worst level in 5 years nationally, and we have the exact opposite happening here, that Senator Heitkamp invite her colleagues. And this caller is saying, first of all, I use the analogy, would you invite Al-Qaeda here? And, he didn't exactly say this, but I think I could fairly say it's not a stretch to say he's suggesting that Democratic members of Congress would be the equivalent of Al-Qaeda. And I got to tell you, we're never going to accomplish anything if we believe that. In other words, I have to believe, in order to function correctly, that political opponents of mine in the United States of America, the vast majority of them, want to get to a great America just in a different way than we do, and that we ought to have a civil conversation about it. That's why I think it's impossible. He mentioned here, well, you invite Democrats here, they're just going to come here and want more regulation and more money. Well, wait a minute. We can talk about one of the best tax environments in the country, and we can talk about one of the most responsible regulatory environments in the country and what that leads to. And, you know, facts are hard to ignore. So I think it makes perfect sense to have them here, and I think it makes it more difficult for them to go be proponents of more regulation and proponents of higher taxes when they see how we're bucking the trend here. But to say they're Al-Qaeda, we're going to get nowhere. So maybe I am a little more trusting, but I can't think that of my opponent. I'm certainly not going to, because if we start there, we're never going anywhere. I mean, I think that way of thinking is part of the reason that Washington's such a disgrace right now and dysfunctional and not working. But I do appreciate the call. Welcome others. 800-228-0550. Jane in West Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead. Are you there, Jane?
Pardon me?
No, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. Wondering why, now, since North Dakota is doing so well now economically, if it wouldn't be possible to help our young people with their student loans. I think it's getting to be quite a crisis as far as paying them back and them being able to move on with their lives. And I think they should still have some responsibility, obviously, paying them back as well on their own. But if there wouldn't be some way that North Dakota could help them with maybe part of it, especially if they continue to stay in North Dakota and work after graduation.
Now, is that a question for Senator Heitkamp or a challenge to
okay. It is. If you could mention that to her, that would be good.
Yeah, but she's going to say, well, if North Dakota is going to do something for student loan folks, then North Dakota is going to need to do that. All I can control is what's in the United States Congress. Are you suggesting that there's a federal role there? Or are you suggesting
even on the federal level? Definitely. I just think it's just almost discouraging a lot of people from going to college.
How about this? How about this idea? What do we need more than anything, Jane? In the great state of North Dakota, I would argue we need more people. We need more people that there's more jobs available than there are people unemployed, right? So we need people to keep continuing to do this. So maybe some sort of program tied to saying, hey, if you come here, you're because of what's happening, you can
have some of it forgiven or something, you know.
Yeah, and do what this couple did that we talked to earlier that pulled up stakes in Oregon and newlyweds, they're going to come here and they're going to, but I hear what you're saying. I'll specifically ask her those on the student loan side.
I just want to say one more thing. I think a lot of our problem in Washington would be solved if we had term limits. I think a lot of how people vote is to make sure that they're reelected when their term is up. And I really believe that. I think they go in there. I think they're very sincere. I think they want to help our country. I think they get into Washington and they get sucked into the system. And bottom line is they want to be reelected. I don't think it should be a lifetime career. They should have been there for 8 years at the max and get out of there and let somebody else come in with new ideas, and I think that would solve three-fourths of the problem of as far as what goes on in Washington.
Appreciate the call, Jane. Thanks a bunch. Lynn and Bismarck, you're next. Go ahead.
Good morning, Scott. First of all, please thank Senator Heitkamp for her service to North Dakota. And the question I'd like you to ask her is, we are receiving a bunch of Syria's chemical weapons. If she would let us know where the countries of origin are on those weapons, I believe it will dispel the myth that Iraq's weapons were not transported to Syria, but I believe the Obama administration is covering it up.
All right, good. So, in other words, the intel that's out there right now on chemical weapons, and by the way, isn't that ironic that we now have the terrorists that are taking new ground in Iraq claiming to have weapons of mass destruction that we thought didn't exist? You know, very, very interesting. So, yeah, got it, Lynn. Appreciate it. I'll add it to the list. We only have one segment with her, so it's going to be tough, and we also welcome your calls. Dennis in Cole Harbor, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Dennis.
Thank you, Scott. I've just got a quick question. Listening to all these unemployment figures, how good they are in North Dakota and how bad they are on the reservations, my question is, are the unemployment numbers off the reservations included in the North Dakota figures?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. Okay. Because if they are, that's even all the more extraordinary. I would assume.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it
yeah.
is. I just want to know.
Yeah, and I guess
overwhelming as they are.
I guess that'd be a question for job service, right? I don't know. I forget how we're computing our own or if that's a federal stat, but it's a good question.
Well,
I will put it high on my list to get an answer for. And I think it goes to an earlier caller's question. That's, in my mind, a symptom of a much larger problem on the reservation because, obviously, within their own state, there's enormous opportunity. So there's other issues than the availability of jobs, right? There's other issues that are preventing those folks to say, well, I'm just going to go get that job. Good question. I don't know if it's included, and I'll try and get you an answer, okay?
Thank you very much.
Stephen Dawson, quickly, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Are you there, Steve?
Oh, yeah, sorry about that.
That's right. Go ahead.
Say, I think student loan forgiveness sends the wrong message. If you're 18 and you want to go to college and better yourself, you know, I just read an article on graduates earn over a lifetime on average $1 million more than a non-graduate. Take responsibility, own up, and pay your loan back. You know, if I go buy a car and I can't make my payments, the bank doesn't do it for me. They come and take it. So.
Yeah, I have some of the similar sentiments, and I was in the process of kind of morphing her question a little bit, and I thought, well, it's her question. I'm not going to change it. I mean, because obviously I use the example of this wonderful couple that come to Watford City and find out about the things that are happening here and the opportunities and have changed their life. Uprooted from Oregon, well, they probably had student loan debt, and guess what? They've taken it upon themselves to find a way to eliminate it and raise a family in the process. So I agree with you. Certainly, gotta be careful about just flat-out forgiveness. Thanks, Steve.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Clean never sleeps. Not at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Stanley, North Dakota, on the truck bypass just south of the Pinnacle there. Megan's on the phone. What does 24/7 service mean for truckers, Megan?
Yeah, absolutely. We are open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Our shortest wait times are during the evenings, anytime after 8 p.m. and anytime before 8 a.m. is the best time to come and get your truck washed.
All right, so no waiting. 24/7, no appointments necessary. Just come on in and they'll get you in line at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We're back on What's On Your Mind. Hi, friends. Scott Hennon live from Watford City, North Dakota, getting ready to kick off the centennial celebration. Actually, it's already started with this wonderful historical downtown walking tours, but there literally is tons of things going on, and it's fun to be in Watford City today. Hope you make it here. Senator Heidi Heitkamp can't be here. She's busy voting in Washington, D.C., but she's with us in spirit and joining us on the phone today. How are you, Senator?
Terrific. Watford City is a really amazing experience. And for those who haven't been there for a while, you should come and see it and help the town celebrate and just understand the challenges, but also the great opportunities that they have there.
Yeah, I always say there's something in the water here because they just find a way. And, you know, what I believe these communities, especially going through all this tremendous growth in energy country, need is a sense of community, and they found a way to keep that through all of this and really done a wonderful job. In fact, it's funny you mentioned that you agree folks had a visit. I had a kind of a crazy idea today that maybe, since we had some rather bad economic news nationally yesterday of the worst economic performance in 5 years, and compare that to what you know well, an economy that's going exactly the opposite direction, fastest growth, you know, what, 62 months in a row now in the country and lowest unemployment, fastest growing economy, maybe inviting all of your Democratic colleagues here, and we'll have Senator Hovind invite all your Republican colleagues in the Senate, we'll let Kevin take care of the House, to actually see this up front might rub off on them. What do you think of that idea?
You know, it's amazing how many times that we have had people say we would love to come out and see it. In fact, I'm trying to find some time in August maybe to have a couple people. In fact, Senator Cruz said I really should come out because I talk about it a lot, so I should see it. And obviously they're experiencing, because of the shale technology and everything that's going on, they have it's obviously a bigger economy than North Dakota and Texas, but they have exactly the same challenges but also the same great opportunities.
And, you know, you're battling right now in these EPA regs. I mean, this is a nightmare. Our growers are seeing it with the open waters thing. Our coal industry obviously seeing it on what they're doing there. You know, you need more allies, right, to take on the EPA. That's the perfect way to do it, isn't it?
Well, I mean, I think what I really wanted to do, because recently I had Senator Carper up to take a look at the northern border because he's chair of the committee. And when we were flying over the Northwest, and I said, look down, look at all that water. And I made the point, what does that mean when you say we're going to control every puddle out there? I mean, for that farmer who owns that section, who has, you know, now through this wet cycle, that many wet spots, I mean, where are we headed? And I think that sometimes they don't, they hear this regulation and they don't physically see what the application is and what that would mean to that farmer. And I agree with you. I think seeing it, being on the ground, understanding that some of the greatest conservationists in America are American farmers. And they don't intend to hurt the land or hurt the water because they live on it. And so we keep pushing and pushing, and obviously the coal regulations have spiraled another step up in terms of existing sources. We're still trying to analyze where we're headed with that in North Dakota. But one of the things I will tell you is all this uncertainty related to coal has taken coal off the development map. By that I mean anyone who's looking at building baseload power right now is not considering coal. And Wall Street is saying, look, we're not going to fund you if you're considering coal because we don't know where it's going. So we've got to start getting our act together and get these issues resolved going forward. And that's what we're trying to do with a couple pieces of legislation that I've been promoting here, in particular looking at how we can build out the technology, meet the standards in a glide path that actually accommodates utilization of that all-important resource, which is our coal resource, to provide redundant, reliable, and affordable energy and electricity.
You know, President Obama's visit to Standing Rock was obviously extraordinarily well received there, and it was really neat to see him interact with kids down there. But I know prior to his visit, you had said you really wanted him to see energy country, and obviously it would be important for him to see that, to understand it, so maybe you would have a little more of a willing ear in the arguments you're making on it. Were you disappointed that he didn't take time to see energy country?
I was. I know how these schedules go, and I know the difficulty, but let me tell you, I really think that it would be critically important for all the decision makers to not just see it on the ground, but, you know, kind of fly over it, understand what we're doing, understand the new technologies that are coming as it relates to flaring gas and the major commitment that we're making in North Dakota to curtail that practice and limit the emissions and understand that the states are doing a pretty good job, at least in North Dakota, a pretty good job of trying to respond to the concerns, but also get the enforcement that we need out there that enforces our state regulations, which are more than adequate to protect our air and water.
Okay, I know we have limited time, and what we did was we told folks in advance you were going to be on, and so a lot of folks have already called in questions, which will help me go a little quicker
sure.
through all of these. We welcome others at 800-228-0550. Joe and let's see here, I got a long list. LaVon and Dickinson, let's start with LaVon. She received a letter from you back in February with a concern about Obamacare, and her daughter had insurance, could pay for it, now doesn't have it, and she said, this is a disaster. So she characterized your letter as saying that Obamacare is wonderful and wanted to know if you still thought Obamacare was wonderful.
Well, I don't think that was our letter. In fact, I've led efforts here to have a discussion about how we're going to fix it, and what in particular, I'm co-sponsor of a bill that would provide for another level of healthcare opportunities, which would lower the cost, keep a higher deductible, but make the product more affordable. You know, I think what we've seen is that there's a number of people who have experienced a positive reaction to Obamacare, but there are people who have had a very negative experience with it. We're trying to address those concerns, whether it's business concerns or whether it's taking a look at going out into the individual marketplace and making sure those products are affordable. So if that was the impression left by the letter, I think that would have been surprising to me, because obviously I've taken a little heat here for my willingness to take a look at improving the health care law.
Joe and Bismarck wanted a yes or no answer on whether or not you approve of gay marriage.
Yes.
Roger in Castleton, and that's the first yes. I said, you know, it's tough to get a yes or no answer out of a lot of politicians, and that's not a Democratic thing, and you've proven me completely wrong on that, so thank you.
Well, that, you know, I believe that this is about discrimination. I think that that people are entitled to equality in this country, and I think it's been pretty clear that I've supported marriage equality.
Ron in Lansford said, ask Senator Heitkamp how she would characterize the Obama administration.
Oh, boy, disappointing, probably. If from my standpoint, I think there was a great deal of potential to from the idea of a speech that said, we're not red America or blue America, you know, we're the United States of America. And we start with that as kind of the foundation. And I guess I've said this before, that I think that that promise of working together and working across party lines certainly hasn't come true. And as a result, we've stalled out a lot of very important policies. What I do here, Scott, is I tell people, you know, I'm pretty much in the middle, and I just try and widen that lane and get more people to think about compromise, get more people to think about how we need to provide certainty to American businesses, how we need to only involve the government when it's absolutely essential to meet an important public purpose, limit our exposure to the government as best we can. And I think we're starting to make some headway. I'm starting to find people on both sides of the aisle who want to get things done and who are willing to kind of step up into that area. But I think I'd have to say there's been a lot of disappointment.
Ron also wanted to know, which scandal would you approve of appointing a special prosecutor for?
You know, I think the special prosecutor days were, I saw it in the 90s, incredibly expensive. I think that we need to build within institutions. We have a pretty good IG system, Inspector General system, that we deal with those reports all the time on Homeland Security and government accountability kind of things in that committee. And so I think I would have to think long and hard about whether we went back to that format, because I saw where it didn't work in the 90s.
All right.
And it ended up costing a lot of money without a lot of outcome.
Call waiting, or call that came in before you were on. Let's roll that call with a question for Senator Heitkamp.
Good morning, Scott. I'd like to ask Senator Heitkamp to look at all the people suitcasing the money to Mexico at Walmart and Williston on Friday, and then justify all the Americans that are sitting at home, how we can give all these jobs to these illegals. I've been here 4 years in the Bakken, and the work has gone from a few percent to probably 40% to the illegals. And they're the ones who vote for Obama on the anti-energy bills. Thanks, Scott.
Well, I guess my reaction is they better not be voting, because it would be illegal if they aren't residents and citizens of this country. I think we have a huge labor shortage in North Dakota. Obviously, someone's employing these folks. I think we need to take a look at that and make sure that they aren't employing people illegally. They, in fact, many of these folks that he's seeing could, in fact, be in the country legally with certain work permits and visas. But I share his concern, and I know that he probably doesn't support comprehensive immigration reform. But we know that, number one, punishing those people who don't want to be part of the system, who don't want to step up, pay the fines, and put themselves on a path towards citizenship. We know that if we did that, we would be able to get rid of the ones who don't want to be here and somehow document the ones that are here. And when we look at this and we look at the competition for American jobs, I would suggest that anyone who is listening to you who doesn't currently have a job, if they went up to somewhere in North Dakota where we have 27,000 positions that aren't filled, they shouldn't fear competition from illegal aliens. I think that there's opportunity there. And so I can't comment on whether these folks are legal or illegal. If they're illegal, then we should step up our enforcement. But we also need comprehensive immigration reform.
Roger in Castleton, last question, wanted to know why you vote with Obama 96% of the time, and isn't that why we have the economic problem we have in the country?
Well, I think if you look at what we've been doing is nominations, and for the most part, in almost every one of those nominations, after we get through the procedural votes, everybody's voting almost 100%. We have 99-0 votes. I call them frequently because I sit in the chair. My concern isn't so much how we're voting right now. It's the fact we're not voting. We're not moving ahead, and we're not doing what we need to do.
Well, go down there and shake up that Harry Reid and get things cranking there.
Well, you know, you might have seen some news stories suggesting that I'm doing just that.
All right, Senator, thanks for the time. We'll have you back. Look
you
forward
bet.
To having you back during the break for a long time. Take calls. Thanks, Senator.
You talk, we listen.
Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Look, Billings, Montana, the Metro Park Expo Center, home of the 15th Annual Energy Exposition. Yep, June 25th and 26th. It's the largest oil and gas trade show in the Rockies. You go there, you get exposed. Register your company for a booth now. And hey, don't miss the industry dinner with keynote speaker, the Honorable Dick Cheney. Admission to the expo is free, and the exposure is, you know, priceless. The Energy Exposition, June 25th and 26th. Find out more at energyexposition.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What's the number one need in the Bakken? Affordable housing. Folks, it's here in Stanley, North Dakota, and I want you to see it for yourself Saturday at Frontier Village, a new development located on the west side of Stanley, very close to great amenities like the new Cashwise store just north of that location on the north side of Highway 2, real close to the Holiday Station store, walking distance to schools. It's here, and it's affordable. There's model homes that you can see. You can move in immediately. Lots of choices of manufactured homes. It's never been easier to get into a new home that meets your needs and meets your budget. This is truly affordable housing. 9 to 5 Saturday, stop by for the open house at Frontier Village, west edge of Stanley, just north of Cashwise Foods. Can't wait? Call 701-628-2418. One more time, 701-628-2418. Open houses every Saturday now through the end of July at Frontier Village, west edge of Stanley, just north of the Cashwise Food on the north side of Highway 2.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, still priced at $263. Save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506. Save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748. Save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats. 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
City, North Dakota, and our final segment. I didn't get to I think we have buy-in from Senator Heitkamp on having members of the Senate visit North Dakota. What I didn't get to was my suggestion of the best way to accomplish it, and that was just to have Watford City, North Dakota, be capital for a day. And the guy that would have to give us the okay on that would be the mayor of Watford City, Brent Sanford, who joins us now. Are you okay with that?
That would be great, Scott.
Get them all here so they can, the rest of the country going backwards 3% in the last quarter, worst performance in the economy in 5 years, and meanwhile you got the exact opposite going on out here. So
exactly, yeah. Come and look at a place where you've got job openings everywhere. You have people living in campers trying to find a house to live in. It's amazing how opposite it is from what you hear from other spots in the country.
Give me a vision of Watford City 5 years from today, 10 years from today. What we talked a lot today about what's working, and clearly there's a real sense of community here and a lot of people working together to make a lot of things happening, from a wonderful centennial event where you really get a sense of community and fun to 1,100 different residential permits approved as of right now and will be available to put a head on a pillow come November. That's pretty extraordinary. But just give me a bigger picture after these recent votes on the school, the event center, the hospital, on what you're building here.
Scott, I would say after that sales tax vote, we feel like we will see world-class facilities in this town. And not your Taj Mahal fear that people around the state are wondering about, but I mean you're just world-class, effective facilities that are prudent, that are needed for the size of population we have coming here. We're going to see, as you hear with Kurt Mullen, with 1,100 units ready to go this year, we'll be seeing that for, you know, how many more years into the future, we don't know. But in 5 years, I would expect to see a lot of these, basically the people that are living in this county now, that type of volume, able to live within the city if they so desire, in permanent housing. And with that comes retail development. Retail follows the housing, and we've seen it already with South Park and the Cashwise Plaza. And, you know, so you can see numerous retail developments like that springing up around town as well. And with ConocoPhillips coming here, Whiting here for a regional headquarters, you're starting to see some of the professional jobs moving here as well in the energy sector. 5 years from today, I don't know if we'll be at this point, but someday we'll be talking about diversification as well. Be able to diversify further into the energy sector with maybe some light manufacturing and such. Getting back into value-added agriculture-type concerns, because our infrastructure will be at a point where you can accept more of these opportunities, where you can feed some of these opportunities with that available workforce, available housing, available infrastructure with roads and such. It's a really exciting time to be in Watford City, and I see a bright future 5 years ahead and beyond.
What are you most proud of?
The community collaboration on all these projects. When you see groups like we're having the groundbreaking for the hospital next week, tomorrow, and I mean that's a group of very dedicated board members that are operating on their own project, but they came in and talked to me and said, you know, should we go for our own sales tax? And I said, let's all go together. This thing it's running out this year. We'll have zero sales tax. We don't re-up the sales tax. Let's all get in this together and figure out what we need to do, everything that we need for the community. And they jumped on board. We went into this together and had an 85% vote. So you've got collaboration. You've got community buy-in. I feel like people are on the same page. You know, we've got collaboration between county school city on our Wolf Run project with essential housing and with a daycare soon to have a grand opening next month for 200 children. There's not a daycare center of that size in the entire state, and we're going to have one right here in Watford City. I mean, the collaboration has been amazing.
What's the thing that keeps you up at night? What's the biggest concern?
That changes by the week. I sleep pretty well, I guess, with how as much goes on. But I would say I'm a CPA by trade, so money and financial issues and this is an exorbitant amount of money that the city has to spend over the next 5 years, and the people aren't really here yet. So it is a bit of a leap of faith to borrow $50 million for school, to borrow $50 million for a hospital, to borrow $70 million for an event center. It's a leap of faith to borrow money for infrastructure, $50 to $100 million. We're looking at a community that had no debt but wasn't growing to a community that's going to have $200 or $300 million of debt. That's scary.
And I would imagine, you know, the reason you're sleeping well is when a ConocoPhillips comes in and, you have the companies you have here, Navarra, obviously, home-based here. You have, I mean, the story of One Oak writing a $1 million check to help the hospital project.
Yeah.
I mean, pretty phenomenal. And that pales in comparison to what their capital expenditures are, one after the other, Whiting here. I mean, it's just, yep. You know, these companies are all in with big, big capital expenditures that aren't a 2, 4, or 6 year thing. They're a long term thing.
Right. And the reason I do sleep at night, I guess, and the reason we feel we're on the right track is that that everything we've done so far has been met with the reaction we expected. You know, it feels like the companies are buying in, the people are buying in, the state's buying in. I mean, now, you know, it feels like we're getting somewhere with Senate and House leadership and the governor's office on the recognition that this area needs to have focus to reinvest some of the billions that are generated out here back into this infrastructure to allow the people to live here full time and permanently. I believe that the plans seem like as they roll out, they come into place as we expected, and so far so good.
If you heard nothing else today, I hope you hear this. Don't rely on me as a member of the media, any newspaper, any television report, anything else. See it for yourself firsthand and get to Watford City, McKenzie County, and really understand what's happening. It's pretty extraordinary. Good time to do that. It's a centennial. Kicks off today, goes through Sunday. Told you all about those events. A lot happening here this weekend, so hope folks get a chance to take it in. Thanks, Mayor. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, Scott. Always great. Thanks.
Been another great broadcast. A lot of fun in Watford City, North Dakota. We're live in Grand Forks tomorrow for a new Shields opening. See you tomorrow. God bless you. What's on your mind? Bye-bye.
My friends at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake and Walker, Minnesota have done it again. They've come up with a great deal just for listeners of this program. If you go to chaseonthelake.com, enter the promo code Scott, here's the deal you're going to get for the entire summer. Stay three nights at Chase, get your fourth night free. Simple as that. Lakeside condo, Lakeview hotel room, classic lodging, whatever you need. Three nights at Chase, fourth night free. Guided fishing on Leech Lake. Walk to downtown Walker. Take the pontoons out. Do a little jet skiing on the lake. Or just relax in the lakeside dining of the 502 restaurant. Chase on the Lake embodies the comfort of up north. It is absolutely fantastic. And this deal is good all summer long. No blackout dates. No restrictions. Pick your date. Stay three nights. Get your fourth night free. Simple as that. ChaseOnTheLake.com. Enter the promo code Scott or call him. Say, hey, Scott told me to call you. The number's 888- Chase 06. I want this great deal. 888-CHASE-06 or online at chaseonthelake.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, everybody, Jason Lewis here with another great idea from JasonLewisTeam.com. Now, how would you like an energy drink that's actually good for you? That's right, one that not only gives you an afternoon pick-me-up, but that's loaded with the most important antioxidants for reducing the damage from stress. It's called Pollen Burst, and it's a natural burst of energy that lasts for hours. Now, most energy drinks rely on a massive dose of caffeine, sugar, or even vitamin B. Pollen Burst takes a more balanced approach, and that's why I like it. I also love the fact that Pollen Burst has plenty of vitamin D and green tea extract. This is the best energy drink I've ever tried. So trust me, you'll not only like it better than the others, you'll love the way it's individually packaged for freshness as well. They've got these on-the-go stick packs. They're great. Pollen Burst. It's available at jasonlewisteam.com or simply call 1-855-310-TEAM. For a natural burst of energy, it's Pollen Burst at jasonlewisteam.com or 1-855-310-TEAM.